The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Rish Ayin Aleph, where we discussed the halachas of making kiddush on wine, in Siv Zayin, it's page 94. Says the Mechaba, Av Bisha Aslay Litim Kritim Kiddush, even though it's forbidden for someone to taste something before kiddush, in Ta'am, if he tasted something, Mikadish, he makes kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, what does that mean? In Ta'am Mikadish, Pirish, called Emash, and this way, but he remembers. Even at nighttime, he should still make kiddush, even though he ate already. In other words, don't say shem tamad l'mach b'boker k'gan mechidush. Wait till tomorrow in the morning before he eats. Kiddush yekiddush koyd matima. Like you know, kiddush has to be before you eat. So the chayim know. It's saying that even after you ate, you still make kiddush. Now, mashma peiskim sounds like in the peiskim, lav davka tim balma doesn't even mean if you just tasted in general. Afilam avav achal b'shasa. Even if some of the ate and he drank, gam getzach lekal b'shachakach, he still has to make kiddush afterwards. That sounds like from the Rambam in this Perichotes HaRosh Shabbos. Siv Ches. If someone did not make Kiddush Friday night, then B'shagi B'meza, whether by mistake, whether deliberately, Yeshlei Toshum L'mocha Kol Yom, he can make it up the next day, the whole day. Agos says Ramo. Meaning, B'ayim B'kola Kiddush HaLayla, says the B'shagi. You say the Friday night Kiddush. Melvad V'yichulu, besides V'yichulu, says Archa Chem Neim at Taisis. Says Mishbur, Siv Kala Matais. Yeshlei Tashlum and B'chulu. I mean, let's say some guy over, he slept through, or he was, drunk from Purim, like it's going to be this year, like we said. So he makes Kiddush, the regular Kiddush, Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos day. Of course, it has to be that the Kiddush is when you're having a meal, like at nighttime. And you can make it up kolayim all day, meaning ad b'nash mashas until twilight. Now, with b'nash mashas, let's say a guy has a overhang, and he's only by, he could only... make by twilight. It's not the primogodim. Primogodim is inclined. Let me say the text of Kiddush. Without mentioning Hashem's name in Melech Olam by the opening and the closing. Look over there, which the Sharatzin Mem Zayin says, meaning that's when he davened, because he's concerned with the Pinyan Morgan Abraham that says he already yitzah by tefillah yuchiv deres of Kiddush. So then it's a sabag drabanan. Now if he didn't daven, then he should make a full fledged bracha by bein hashmosh. That's a sabag deres. Look over there. You have to say that even though it's a time of Avdallah already by Ben Hashmash, you're not allowed to eat anything. How could you drink from the cup? So how could you eat that it should be Kiddush Makom Sudi? You have to say that's talking about when he's in the middle of Shal Shudas. Or you could say the Kiddush, where it sources Dairaisa, overrides the Isra of tasting before Avdallah, which is only rabbinic. Sivkat Mem. So you say the whole Kiddush, Mulvad Vayichulu, besides Vayichulu. We say Friday night because that's right after Friday, which is the end of my celebrations. Shabbos day, then it wouldn't be applicable to Siv Yichul. Sif test. You need to have a cloth on the table, tachas apas, beneath the bread. And you have another cloth covered over the bread on top of that. So you have a cloth that's covered al gabav on top of the bread itself. We know we cover the bread. So, Yerushalmi says, Shlo yira pas boshle, the famous interpretation that the bread should not see its shame, meaning, shame mekach shalom, because he's not making kiddush on the bread, only on the wine. Now, behu, yeshli din kadim b'shem mekamitz, but generally bread has preference before wine. If he's according to this, if you're making kiddush on the bread, in its ochle chasal of mapa, according to that pshat, sometimes there would be situations when you don't have wine that you're making kiddush on the bread, you wouldn't have to cover the bread. That's according to that pshat. Avol l'tam acha. Abu tamach. Excuse me. Abu tamach chakas of a Torah, but according to the other reasoning that the Torah writes, shuzeich l'mon, which recalls the mon, shayimonach b'kufsa. The man was like in this like box, talamala v'talamata, was covered with dew on top and dew on the bottom. So that's why we covered the bread on the below and above. Zeich l'man, so mele gam mekadosh apaz. Even if you're making kiddush on the bread, zeich l'chas b'lamp, you would have to cover with a cloth. That's the custom, to always cover it from the bottom and the top. Now, mashma prima gadim, it's not prima gadim, shalachol atem, that according to all the reasonings, da'i b'mekadosh aliyayin, it's enough when you're making kiddush on wine, shi machusa adach shagama kiddush, that you only have to have the bread covered until after you finish kiddush. Which the Sharatzin Lezvim Ches says, look at Magad Ram, that according to the reasoning of Teisei Suda, that's enough till after kiddush. And that's according to the reasoning of Yishalmi also, and also according to the reasoning of Zeich Laman, for sure it's enough for this. And he said, look at Magadim, that's making even more according to this reasoning, which Tradition 50 brings, that he writes, that it's possible to remove the cloth right after the bracha per biagofen. You don't have to wait till even after the end of Kiddush, because the whole point is the bracha is about being embarrassed. So he continues, he says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shachar, so too in the morning. So Chacham can lisa pas mechus adachah Kiddush. When you're making Kiddush in the morning, right there by the day meal, the bread also has to be covered until after Kiddush, matam elu, for the same reasons. Which the Shar Tzin Nes Mem Tes says, that's a sonic of Nel Yirah, from the word it brings in the name of the Mordechai, that only according to the third reason, that doesn't apply by Shachris, because that's that doesn't represent the month. V'chai Odom Ashma says the Mishnah Berurah, V'chai Odom Asanzi Latam Zichar Laman, that according to the reasoning that it recalls the month, actually, Tevshi Mechus Adach HaBerch HaMaitzi, then actually, it is good that it should be covered until after the Berch of HaMaitzi, and not when you make a maitzi, it should still be covered. Because again, that's about the bread itself, which was covered until they got to it. They write, Kishmakadash al-Pasri, you make Kiddush on the bread, Inich Yodav al-Mapa, so you put your hands on the cloth, Balalecha Mishnah, and on the two breads, Bashaz HaKiddush, when you make Kiddush. When you come to maitzi, Igalalecha Mishnah, then you uncover the double breads, Inich Yodav al-Aleim, and he puts his hands on them. When he comes to Hashem's name, he picks them both up until he finishes Hashem's name, and then he puts them down. After the Baruch of Amaitzi, again, you go back and you cover with the cloth. And he puts his hands on them, meaning just like we say by Priyagofen, by the Kiddush, when you're making a Kiddush on the bread, you'll do a similar type of a procedure with the bread. Sif Yud. When you make Kiddush, it should be on the cup full with wine. Shli pogum, that it should not be deficient. V'toyin kol mashat toyin kesher bechazamos, and it requires whatever the cup of benching requires. V'aymer, and he says, v'yichul mu'umid, when he says v'yichul, he says it's standing. V'akachem v'bei priagof, and then he says, v'bei priagof, v'akach kiddush and kiddush. Agos says, v'amal, v'yoch lam, v'shat kiddush, you can stand during kiddush, v'yitzit av leishav, but it's better to sit, says the kol boy. V'noigim leishav, the custom is to sit, af b'shosham v'yichul, when you sing v'yichulu. V'akachem v'yichul, and just when they start, even if tzaslach v'ad Hashem, they stand a little bit for the honor of Hashem. Because he started Yom Hashishi Bechul Hashemayim, but the name is Hashem Rosh Hatevis. The Rosh Hatevis is Yod Kei Vav Kei. So then you stand for those few words. Shemaskel, when you start Yidnei Benegas by those four words, you also look at the candles, and that's Marilla in the Seichel Taim. B'Shasa Kiddush, and at the time of Kiddush, B'Kodesh Bracha, and you look at the, then you look at the Kodesh Bracha when you make Kiddush. Okay, Nerli, and that's appears to me. Ayin Le'el Sim Kope Gimel Sif Dalit. Just Mishbura Sipkat Membez. Make Kiddush al Kais Mali on the full cup. The Kais of Kiddush Abdullah, the cup of Kiddush Abdullah, who Bechlau Shar Kais Abracha, it's included in the category of the Kais Abracha. It's Okshia Mali. I mean, it's not just a regular Bechsanen, and it says a certain of a Bracha. It has to be a full cup. It's not full. It doesn't have any cup to pour into. You can make Kiddush even though it's not full. Since it's a share of Viz. The one that decided to come in with Siv Yudal, like it's obvious from the later ones of Yudal.
Continue, Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem Gimel. So he said that it has to be a full cup of wine, Shalo Yipogum, that it shouldn't be deficient. Honey, that is from Shasech, and if someone drank from it, Pogama, he made it Pogum, he made it deficient. But Ain Lakadish Love, and everyone should not make Kiddush on it. Bayan Lael Basim Kope Beis, Shashamabur, Prati Dina Kais Pogum, there goes through the specifics of this halacha of what's a Kais Pogum. Bayan Shem Sib Zain, Bashasachak in the present situation, Shain Lakaisach, that he doesn't have another cub. Bayan Lael, it's Lasak in the Kais, there's no way of remedying the cub. Mabarchan Lakais Pogum, that one does make the bracha of Kiddush on the deficient cup. My Mishnah Abram Sipkan Lamed, but Kiddush Alayla, Friday night Kiddush, Efshe Shetab Yisrael Shekatash Alpas, maybe in that situation would be better to make Kiddush on bread instead. Sivkot and Memdal, and also it requires Koma Shatan, Mechulu, whatever a Kais Shalbech the Muslim requires. Hainu that is Shiakos Shalom, the cup should be whole. Should be washed out well from inside and outside. And all the other things that I mentioned previously in Simcha Be Gimel in Kais Berchaz Mazn regarding a cup of benching. Sivkat Memhe. And you say Bechulu standing. And then you say Bepriagov and then in Kiddush. Why is Sivichulu standing? Because it's testimony on the creation of heaven and earth. The Eidus means moment, and testimony needs to be done standing up. But Philemon, he's saying in Davening, you go back and say it again. It says it's to exempt one's family members. afterwards when the whole kila says together by Magen Amos. One you do by Kiddush. Because Achim the Chayim write them Shachal Mibichul B'Shas Kiddush. If you forgot to say Bichul by Kiddush, Omer Be'Ensasud Alakayz. Then you say in the middle of the meal on a cup of wine. Sivkat Membav. Now the Ramah said you could stand by Kiddush, but he said Be'Yesu Tevelesh. But it's better to say it sitting down. B'Chia Gavno, because in that way Mikri Trei Kiddush Magen Amos. That's considered more as Kiddush in the place of the meal. Kimitchi Yesha B'Magen Amos Dasu Yesa Kiddush. Since you're sitting in the place of where the meal is at the time of Kiddush, which is what you do when you're eating a meal. B'Chinis Can Be'Bei Agro. That's how it's agreed upon the Be'Agro. Mitam Acha for, but from a different reason. Kimitchi Echad Poitach Abayis. Since one is exempting his friend, B'Ni Kviyas Sheikvu Yach. But you have to make an establishment that you guys are doing this together. B'Shiva Mikri Kviyas. Sitting is called a Kviyas. Like we said in his words, then also those who are listening have to sit down. But it is good to be careful regarding this initially. You could say is the gamdai that maybe when he's saying is also only initially. Because as the Shartzi Nanav says, in the words of Ramah, the Vilna Goyen is Miram is to look at Brachas Dapim Gimel at Toysis. And in the same, Dechin Iker. Now, Toysis actually wonders there on our minig that we don't sit and we're not reclined around at the time of Adullah. And same thing is regarding Kiddush. And they answer over there the minig because our kvias is to be Yitzah. That's like their yeshiva, their sitting. And however, they conclude in this that it's good and favorable for the one who's being Abdullah and also those who are listening to sit down. Now, says the Sharatin, I'm not sure if what the Vilna Goyen means that like Tosis wonders in the beginning that this sitting is ma'akav is critical, or like he ends up at the end, which is that it's okay. But later on, Simri Shadigov said, Vav, it sounds like with Elachar in his beer that Meikra didn't you have to sit down, look over there, and look over there in the Beis Tosis, that agrees with Maskana of the Tosis, and therefore his intent is only like a Tchila, and he says you have to know what the Kabana of the Vilna Goyen is. Be that as the main contains the Mishabur, says Vakapanim, at least Sarkhil Zar, when this is Bekeva Shikba, Shayim, Asmin Yachad, Beis HaKiddush, Kedilah. So that at least those who are listening have to at least gather themselves together at the time of Kiddush to fulfill their obligation. They shouldn't be scattered and disparate. One's over there. Does that limit kviyas called? That's for sure not considered kviyas. And then one would not be yitzis chiyuv kiddush that way. Which Shartzi Nois Nun Beis says, look at Simin Kuf Samach Zayin, Sib Yud Beis. Sivkot Mem Zayin. So the Ramah said that the minig is to sit af b'shav b'chulu, even when you're saying v'yichulu. Just when you start, they stand a little bit by yemeshish v'yichulu shemayim. Now the kimech of menuah kavab basic in this moment, and the reason why they said even by v'yichulu is since they already said in shul standing, it might be in shul says they were not particularly anymore for the testimony to be standing. V'yimersim yushav say it's sitting down. K'mishar kiddush, like dressed to kiddush. Sivkot memchas, and we said when you start kiddush, so yitnein of benair, then you put your eyes on the candles at that time. Behu schoolas refuul leinaim, it's a school of for healing for the eyes. Shakol al dipsigas, which get weakened by taking large steps, large strides. Miu, however, ain medakning bezel kolkach. Says El Rebbe, we're not so particular about this to have to look at the candles. Sivkot memtes, and the Ramah said, v'ayin leil simkot begimel hain. That is the shema b'rozeh. There you see this halacha sheet in the kushal bracha that when you're making a bracha on the kushal bracha, you should be looking at it shleisir tayt. You should not remove your consciousness from it when you're doing that. Some of the deer shoes. Dirshu number 43, that the Mishbar said, even if one violated and ate and he drank, you still have to make Kiddush after that. However, to go back and to eat another time after Kiddush, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that you don't have to, and it's not what you ate the Suda before the Kiddush right next to it. Now he adds on, that even according to those who hold that if you ate and you're in the middle of eating, it becomes Shabbos. You have to go back and to eat again after Kiddush, like we brought in the Ramah and Sivav, that this Machlik is. Here, where it is Suda on Shabbos, it's considered that the Suda was Suda Shabbos. And because of that, it is considered as Kiddush Magam Suda. However, if one but if it already passed time from his meal, so then Mishnah writes later on, Simon Breish Pretest, that you would have to go ahead and make another Suda after Kiddush, Akapon Alisa Gezayas, because here you were in the middle of eating. You just ate. But if you've already time passed, okay, then you would have to eat again. Addition number 44. So Mishbru Sabkot Lamad, so the Mechaber had said that if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, so then you have Tashlum the following day. Now, even though that the one who's making Kiddush is trying to do it to me, Yetzis Chiv of Friday night Kiddush, Darach HaShokhan writes that it doesn't have to go ahead and make Kiddush again for the Shabbos day Kiddush, because that one Kiddush works for both. You're saying the Friday night Nusach of Kiddush. And that's what's been in Rav Nizkar Relitz, that you don't have to go ahead and make Kiddush again before your second day meal. And it's not comparable to someone that had a cup in the morning that the Shaar HaTzion brings later on Rish Tzadi Aleph, that he makes Kiddush again before Shal Shudis, because over there he didn't make Kiddush at all before the first meal of that day. But over here, since you made Kiddush already in the morning, you're already exempt from the Kiddush, you don't have to make another to like have two times Kiddush. Tishrei 45. So Bishpura Sivka Lamates said that this halacha that you make Kiddush all day is up until Ben Hashmashes. Now, even if he already finished eating Shal Shudis and bench, the Pinnish of Mazaman is that he has a chiv to make Kiddush on wine and to eat, like the aloch of Kiddush Magam Suda. Now, regarding someone who made Abdallah on Shabbos after Plaka Mincha, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch later on Simmerish Tzad Gimel, that you could do that, and he recalls that he didn't make Kiddush Friday night, Pinnish of Mazaman is not sure if he can't not make Kiddush because it's already considered like Tarta Desastri, it's already considered like Matzah Shabbos, or he can make Kiddush because since Kiddush and Abdallah learned out from the Pasuk Gazar Chasam Shabbat Kachay, you would still be able to make Kiddush. You're not sure. Dear Shu number 47. So the Torah brought in the name of Yerushalmi that the bread should not see its shame, therefore you cover the bread when you're making Kiddush. Now regarding the covering, that you could see the bread through the covering, for example, a translucent nylon or something like that, so Pinnah Ramesh Gerel says that according to the reasoning that the bread should not see its shame, so then that's not considered as a valid covering because it's still going to sense its shame when it's standing exposed in front of the wine. Another thing, Shlomo Zalman holds that the translucent covering is effective even according to this reasoning because the primary thing that it should be covered and it's covered. There's number 48. Another pshat we said is that it's a zecher for the man, which was like in a box covered with dew on the top and the bottom. Now, many people that are sitting around many tables, and in front of them, you have bread on every single table. Rav Moshe writes that even if they're yitzhi the chiv kiddush from one person, they have to cover the bread in front of them. Whether according to the reasoning that they're covering the bread is zecher l'man, because since the obligation of the covering is not because the wine, is because the bread itself, or whether according to the reasoning that the bread should not see its shame, still the bread has shame that you're making the wine first, and that's dependent on Skirelis. Another Mishlam Zaman holds that according to the reasoning that the bread should not see its shame, you don't have to cover the bread, only the one who's making Kiddush and the one who's tasting from the wine. And he adds on, the Lamaisa, the meaning is to be makel, not to cover the bread that's found on the other tables. Now we're going to Kiddush that you make, when people make quote unquote a Kiddush, that they make on different types of mezainis, and the keilah is not tasting from the wine of the kiddush. Shlomo Zalman holds that according to all the reasonings, one does not have to cover the bread. According to the reasoning that the bread should not see a shame, that's because the keilah is not tasting the wine. According to the reasoning that the covering is echlamon, is because you don't have to cover but bread that's effective alecha mishnah, but not mezainis, not cake. Now, regarding covering bread by Shal Shudis, Aruch HaShulchan writes that our custom is not to do that. He adds on that even according to the reasoning that you covered for the Zeich Laman, so then you would have to cover the bread even by Shal Shudis. He says, however, the Ikar Din is like the reasoning of the shame of the bread. By Shal Shudis, there's no shame for the bread because there's no wine, there's no Kiddush. So that was the custom of Chaz Nishal. On the other hand, there's Ishal of Rambam Bachach. He writes that it's appropriate to cover the bread also by Shal Shudis. Dish number 49. Even the tablecloth that's covering the table, or Minister Grill's holes, that's effective regarding this, that it's a covering beneath the Lechem Mishnah. And he adds on that even if there's a challah board, that's not considered as chatzitza between the challahs and the tablecloth to be like a problem. Dear Shum, number 52, we said that the cup should be washed out good from inside and outside. Now, even if the cup is empty and there's no like leftover piece of bread, the Mishbur writes over there that it's good to wash it out, only if it's mamish very clean. For this reason, if they washed out the cup after Friday night Kiddush, and this girl holds, they don't have to go ahead and wash it again before the Shabbos day Kiddush. And also, if they washed out the cup of Matzah Shabbos and they left it there in the protected place, it does not have to be washed out another time because it's very clean. Now, if in the cup there's leftover liquid from the Yayin Shal Mitzvah, so Mishmer it's later in Tufayin Gimel that it doesn't have to be washed out. In this study, writes in Tufayin Test regarding the third cup of the Leila Seder that if it's not clean, it has to be washed out. Rishon Zalman explains that you're concerned that maybe there's pieces of bread from the Suda that you ate between the second and the third cup. Now, if others drink from the cup, Rishon Zalman writes that you should wash it out even if it has leftovers of a Yayin Shal Mitzvah, because Chazal say that if someone gives a cup to his friend, he's Mischai B'Navshay. And he adds on that it's logical that you would have to wash it out even if his friend is not particular about it. Dish number 53, regarding the halacha of Itra Kais, that is to surround the Kesha Bracha and to crown it with other cups around it, as brought in Gemara Brachas of Nanalef, this grills holds that they're not knowing to go and try to get other cups around them for this reason, but if anyways you have other cups because of everyone around the table who's going to get these small cups, you should crown it around the empty ones around the Kesha Bracha. Dish number 54, so the Mishnah said that if he forgot to say Bechul during Kiddush, he says a Melasuda on a Kais. Now, if he doesn't have a Kais, Chayodim writes, he should say without a Kais. Now, if somebody Kiddush on bread and forgot to say Bechulu, and they bring wine in the middle of the Suda, so he should say Bechulu. Some of them hold that even though the Kais is coming because of the saying of Bechulu, however, he should not say a bracha of wine beforehand, because since the saying of Bechulu is only for Chomer and for Hid Bavad, so he should first say Bechulu to the bracha of the Kais. In that situation, that you'll have the bracha right before the Shtia, right before the drinking. Issue number 56, We said you should. They say it's sitting down like the rest of Kiddush Aruchulah. Even Simri Shamaches, right? And then Prima Gadim. Minig is actually to say it's standing up. Now the minig of the Chazon Ish and the Stipler was to sit throughout the whole Kiddush from the beginning of saying by Chulu. That was how the Chavetz Chaim was noig, and that's how Chaim Briska and the son of Briska Rav. Another and Shubas Egus Meisher writes Gedchila, won't you say by Chulu standing and the rest of Kiddush sitting down? The Ksisah Shochem Chaim Noah writes that the minig by them is to stand, and that's Al Pisaid, as written in Shar Kavanis, that they stand throughout Kiddush. There's number 57. One should put his eye. One should look at the candles in the beginning of Kiddush, explaining what the Rama means Ukeshemaskul when you're starting. That he should look at the candles and the Sefer Darchei Moshe writes when you're saying Beichulu, and now to say by heart Beichulu at when saying Friday night Kiddush, but Yashav holds that the whole word what the Vilna Gaon says that something that you're being Maitzi Achem Der Chiyev you're not to say about Peh by heart, that's only when you have to be Maitzi at Tzibur through Der Chiyev, which is a source from the Gemara Tanya Stav Chof Ches where it says that. Therefore, when you might say his family members that which are considered like individuals, you're allowed to say it by heart. Yashav adds on that this that he's naik to say kiddush veichulu from a bencher from writing it's a hidba alma. And the kavis mevakshe Torah, Rabbi Yashav, they add on the name of Rabbi Yashav. The same thing is by kiddush of Shabbos day. Chaim Kanievsky writes the Chazon Ish was not makbet to say veichulu for kiddush from a bencher from writing itself. There's number 58. So he said that. The reason why you should be looking at the Kiddush Bracha is not to be Mezeich Das from the Bracha. Now, if someone has to say Kiddush from a Siddur, Nezik Reltz holds that you don't have to be looking at the Kab because that's not considered Hesed Das from the Kiddush. She's looking into the Bencher. And he adds on, however, it is better, like a Tchila, to look at the Kais.